And now, our portraits.
Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie. The subject of this podcast episode is the great Sidney Bechet, a New Orleans-born soprano saxophonist and clarinetist. He was born on May 14, 1897, and became one of the great soloists of the early years of jazz. He played with Duke Ellington for a short period in the mid-1920s, and even though it was a short time, it was very memorable to Ellington. Before he played with Ellington, he also mentored Johnny Hodges, teaching him pretty much everything he knew about the soprano sax. "In Music Is My Mistress," Ellington wrote, "Bechet joined us in 1926 during the summertime when we were working around New England for Charlie Stribben. We lived in Salem, and it was there that he and Otto Hardwick developed a very close friendship. Those two cats would go on a 40-mile drive nearly every night, and when I asked them where they were going, or what they were doing, all they would say was, 'Just visiting.' Bubber Miley and Bechet used to have a cutting contest nightly, and that was a kick. They would play five or six choruses at a time, and while one was playing, the other would be backstage taking a nip. They were two very colorful gladiators." Although it came a couple years after Bechet left the band, one of Duke's early compositions in league with Bubber Miley was The Mooch. Ellington first recorded it in 1928, and Bubber was one of the featured soloists. Bechet recorded it in 1941, and on this recording, appropriately, there's jungle drumming from Manzi Johnson, and plunger work from trumpeter Henry Goodwin, and trombonist Vic Dickinson. Thank you. Sheik of Araby was a song that Sidney Bechet liked to play, and he had a set solo that he liked to play on it. He taught it to Johnny Hodges, and we're going to hear both of them play this solo. First, we'll hear Bechet play in a one-man band recording he did in 1941. Basically, he overdubbed his parts, and he played drums, bass, piano, tenor saxophone, clarinet, and soprano saxophone. The technology was such that there was loss every time there was a layer added, so the bottom layers are kind of lost in the mix. But with the technologies they're coming up with nowadays, maybe someone can do a project and restore those. Dr. Hannah Krall is a musicologist interested in early jazz and improvisation, and she's an assistant professor of music at Shaw University, which is an HBCU in Raleigh, North Carolina. She did an article where she analyzed this solo, talked about the history of it, and transcribed the solos too. The title of the article is The Case of Duke Ellington's The Sheik of Araby, Complexities of Musical Borrowing in Sidney Bechet's and Johnny Hodges' Solos. For your convenience, it's printed out and available to download at ellingtonreflections.com. Duke Ellington only recorded The Sheik of Araby once in the studio, and that was in 1932. The soloists on this version are Lawrence Brown on trombone, then you'll hear Otto Hardwick playing the melody with a Tricky Sam Nanton trombone obbligato. Then Johnny Hodges, playing soprano saxophone, comes in playing the Bechet variations. Thank you. The Ellington Band was captured at a live dance date in November of 1940 in Fargo, North Dakota. One of the songs they played at that date was The Sheik of Araby. There was a little bit of a technical difficulty during the middle of Ben Webster's solo. The soloists are Lawrence Brown again. The Bechet chorus is now played by the sax section, and if you listen closely, you can hear a soprano saxophone in there. So this is one of the last times that you would hear Johnny Hodges playing soprano saxophone. Then there's a cornet solo by Rex Stewart. Duke Ellington recorded Old Man Blues in 1930 and played it in the movie he did with Amos and Andy, Check and Double Check. Bechet recorded it in 1940 with his New Orleans Feet Warmers group. Sidney DePerris is on trumpet, Sandy Williams on trombone, Cliff Jackson piano, Bernard Addison guitar, Wellman Brough, a former Ellingtonian, is on bass, and the great Sidney Catlett is on drums. Thank you. Stumpy Jones is a number that Ellington first recorded in 1934 and performed periodically all the way up until 1967. Bechet recorded this one in 1940 with a small group that featured Rex Stewart on cornet, who was still with Ellington at the time, Earl Father Hines on piano, John Lindsay on bass, and Baby Dodds on drums. Like Old Man Blues, which we heard earlier, Mood Indigo dates from 1930. Bechet's version of Mood Indigo has the guitar of Everett Barksdale to the forefront. Bechet plays clarinet here, an instrument he played less and less as time went on. Charlie Shavers is on trumpet, and again, Wellman Breaux is on bass. Thank you. Next, we'll hear a live radio broadcast from 1945 from the Savoy Cafe in Boston. Sidney Bechet was leading a small group with trumpeter Bunk Johnson, another person from his hometown of New Orleans, along with Ray Parker on piano, Pops Foster on bass, and George Thompson on drums. They play Never No Lament, which, of course, when words were added, became Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
And now, jazz fans, you know that many of the tunes written and composed by Duke Ellington have always been favorites of Sidney Bechet's. And so it's not surprising at all that for his feature number tonight, Sidney has chosen a number written by the Duke about 6 years ago. And it's Sidney Bechet all the way on soprano sax. That tune is called Never No Lament.
A few years after that recording, Bechet moved to Europe and became a jazz celebrity and spent the last years of his life there. He died on May 14th, 1959, which happened to be his 62nd birthday. When Ellington created the New Orleans Suite in 1970, he included Portrait of Sidney Bechet. He planned to have Johnny Hodges break out his soprano saxophone and play it again for the first time in almost 30 years, but Hodges died before the recording took place. So instead, the solo role went to Paul Gonzalez on tenor saxophone. If you want to hear what it would sound like on soprano saxophone, the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra did a recording, and I placed the YouTube video of it on our website at ellingtonreflections.com. With that, we conclude our look at the great Sidney Bechet from an Ellingtonia perspective. You can find information about the recordings that we played, YouTube videos, and other reference materials at our website at ellingtonreflections.com. Thank you for listening and all your support. My name is Steve Bowie. And as I always like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something that you ought to know.